What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and some of you sent me this article discussing HSBC, the bank, moving 65 relational databases to one global MongoDB database. And I have some beef about this article because it's extremely confusing and very, very, very misleading. Let's discuss. So I'm not going to read the article because it's definitely, if you're reading this article, I'm going to reference it below, guys, if you're interested. But if you're reading this article expecting some technical depth, you'll be disappointed because I'm just going to show you some of the fancy graphs here. Look at this. You can tell that a manager built this graph, not a programmer, not a designer, not an architect. Nobody actually does that. Look at this. Look at this stuff. What is this? This is supposed to be a computer in America. And look at this stuff. Microservice instance, microspace service instance. Okay, enough mocking. But guys, I don't have anything against MongoDB, but I'm not gonna use it as a database. You guys know my opinion on this deck, on this database. I'm gonna reference the video I made, so I'm not gonna repeat myself. But I don't use MongoDB, and I don't think I'm gonna ever use it. And the main reason is because it's not. It doesn't have the guarantees I need, mainly ACID. And before someone screams at me and says, "Oh, say MongoDB now supports ACID," yeah, it's an afterthought. And if you ever wanted to enable ACID properties or multi-document transactions, right, you have to add these options to your query, they say themselves. It's gonna slow down the query. So performance is an afterthought for MongoDB. And whoever market MongoDB is doing a great, fantastic job because the adoption is just exploding for this database, right? But if you read the Hacker News, and I'm gonna reference some of them below, nobody who are really adept in database engineering actually uses MongoDB because they need proper isolation. They need proper atomicity. They need a proper good durability and definitely performance. Postgres, MySQL, these databases always rule when it comes to this. Obviously, MongoDB has the ability, it will always be attractive for the schemaless feature. Hey, I can dump my data without a schema? Awesome. But guess what? MongoDB now supports a schema if you want to. And I think all of these features are coming because the MongoDB team are trying to be defensive, almost like a defensive. It's like, oh, you want schema? We can give you a schema. Here's a schema. Oh, you want ACID? Here's an ACID. Oh, here's atomicity. Oh, you want atomicity per document. Oh, you want multiple documents. Okay, let's give you this option. But it's always built as an afterthought. It's not built into core of the technology, right? Yeah, the clustering concept is amazing and the distributed things of that. If you are willing to give up ACID, which I am not, because I have no idea when I'm going to use one of these properties. So I always pick up a database that gives me all these properties from the get-go, right? But I'm not going to pick up a database that gives that. Okay, ended up as my opinion about Mongo, which I didn't intend this video to be. But guys, this is nuts. HSBC did not move everything to MongoDB. This is extremely misleading. You think their financial system is going to move to MongoDB, HSBC? This is probably one system, and they didn't even mention what system it is. This is how a global model. What the hell is this? This is all marketing terms, right? A global model. What the hell is a global model? Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you can do a global model with a relational database and replicas. It's not a big deal, okay? Yeah, schema. I have learned that while using MongoDB with schema and provide powerful querying. And what I don't like about this is MongoDB proudly referenced this in their homepage. Like this is a good thing. I mean, let's be a little bit realistic. Okay. This is they start with HSBC has over 60 countries and 40 million customers. And then they say they moved from 65 relation databases to a single database model, right? If that's true, I will be really surprised. Really, really surprised that the tech people behind HSBC just randomly moves to MongoDB. Probably one team across the entire globe decides, okay, we're storing some report stuff and information, so we don't really care about atomicity and stuff like that, so we just dump data. But yeah, guys, what do you think about this stuff and just MongoDB in general? Again, I don't have anything against MongoDB. If you're gonna use it, go ahead and use it. Some applications, if I'm gonna building a to-do app and I know it's gonna always be a to-do app, sure, MongoDB is perfect for it. But if I'm building a big project and I have, and initially my initial requirement is, okay, I might not need a schema, but maybe I need a schema in the future, I'm gonna start with a schema. I am going to pick a relational database, Postgres. Now, the choice between Postgres and MySQL is also a good choice. Again, you have to think about it real hard, right? It's based on how those databases deal on the low-level storage at the disk, whether this is NVMe, whether this is, what's the other one, SATA, whether this is the other types, and how these databases perform when it comes to writes versus reads and all that stuff. I'm not gonna pick MongoDB. Don't even dabble at this area, right? I'm playing at that level. And maybe they do. I don't know. So yeah, guys, even MongoDB is fascinating in their design. It's like, don't think MongoDB is a bad database. No. I do not agree with that. MongoDB, it's a fantastic database, and the engineers working on MongoDB are amazing engineers because the complexity of what they are building, they're solving different problems. All what I'm saying is they're solving different problems, and I think they should have stuck with that. They should have stuck with the schema less and not ACID transactions. So they can squeeze up all the performance they can out of this level. I think they're just trying to scoop into the relational world. And that's not a good move, in my opinion. I think it's a desperate move to dominate the market. Just stick to your niche. You're doing great. And the concept in MongoDB are fantastic. I'm reading those stuff. It's like, wow, these are hard problems to solve. It's not easy. Look at all these read concerns and write concerns. These are hard problems to solve. So I'm blaming the management, to be honest here. It's just like, yeah, why are you creeping on the relational world? Just stick to NoSQL, stick to schemaless, stick to distributed writes or reads, and that's it. There are so many problems to solve in that world. Don't creep into the ACID world. You don't have to. Right, so that's the thing. MongoDB, that's the problem. It's trying to be a general purpose database. I guess that's the name, right? General purpose database. So yeah, I personally will not use it because I feel as an engineer, I always need ACID by my side. And I'm not going to use a database that have ACID as an afterthought. But that is just me. I'll leave the question to you. What do you think about MongoDB? What do you think about this article? Is this true? And we just missed something? Or is this just BS? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.